Here's a word that may have come up at the religious summit in Madrid, and that word is jihad. It's a word that's found its way into popular media.
Jihadists are pretending to be Americans.
Pakistan has become jihad central.
And that he wanted to wage a jihad, or act of holy war, against civilians.
It's a hot war all the same, on a battlefield called jihad.com.
The Bush administration has decided to rethink the way the U.S. government uses the word jihad. It's a recognition that in the Muslim world, the meaning is a bit more complicated than holy war or terrorism. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has this report.
It's not just in the news media the word pops up in a violent context. Here's a recent scene from the show Desperate Housewives. One of the housewives, Lynette, is in her yard trying to root out a possum with a pellet gun. Her husband is horrified.
Lynette, I think you should come inside and lie down for a little while.
No way. He's here, Tom. I can tell.
Okay. Now you're scaring me.
Why?
Look at yourself. You've declared jihad on a possum.
I laughed, but it was like, oh, great.
That's singer-songwriter Annie Zonvald. It was at that moment, she says, she realized just how entrenched the idea of jihad equaling violence was.
If Hollywood takes that meaning the way, in the sense of violence, it's just about over. It's over. Game's over.
But it may not be game over just yet. After all this time, the Bush administration has realized the word has very positive connotations to Muslims, and officials should stop using it.
It's like saying thank you. It's like a very positive thing to call somebody.
Duncan McGuinness is a spokesman for the State Department's Counterterrorism Communication Center.
Just like you wouldn't call Joseph Stalin hero of the revolution and people's savior, whatever, you know, you don't want to call bin Laden a jihadist. He loves it.
The center put out a memo in January, similar to that issued previously by the British government. It advises employees to stop using Islamic references whenever they condemn terrorists.
Our vocabulary has to work in ways that don't reinforce the message that bin Laden and Zawahiri and others are trying to promote.
So what does it actually mean? Jihad is considered to be a religious duty, a struggle, what's called striving in the path of God. A quest to quit smoking or drinking can be a jihad. So is resisting an occupying force or fighting someone who's preventing you from practicing your religion. Muhammad Majid is Imam of Adams Center, a collective of 7 mosques in Virginia. He says when officials criticize jihad, they offend Muslims.
You isolate so many people by using that. We need to discredit terrorism.
But critics of the policy change argue the West had it right. Tawfiq Hamid is known for once belonging to Egypt's Jamaa Islamiya, considered a terrorist organization by the US and other governments. He's now an outspoken critic of Islamic fundamentalism. He says some Islamic legal books continue to define jihad in its most violent context.
So what I'm saying is that when these books change the meaning of jihad into a pure, peaceful meaning and stop the other violent ones, then and only then the Western countries should say jihad is only peaceful.
Meanwhile, other Muslims are trying to show that jihad can be peaceful.
The jihad is not a holy war, it's a struggle, and love jihad is a struggle with the self.
That's from a documentary by Pervez Sharma, an Indian who spent 6 years in 12 different countries filming gay and lesbian Muslims. He called the film A Jihad for Love.
For me, it's a really powerful tool, if you will, and a very conscious, deliberate political tool to take that word back and to apply it in the context of Islam's most unlikely storytellers, which are gay and lesbian Muslims.
He sees jihad as a Muslim's internal struggle to become a better person.
Allah will help those who help themselves.
And then there's Annie Zonvald. Her song is called Ummah Wake Up.
People of the world, no matter who you are.
Ummah means community. And I use a song as a way to encourage people to do the right thing and to have that jihad to do the right thing.
When she performs the song, often in mixed faith gatherings, the response isn't always enthusiastic.
People cringe. I can see that when they're sitting down and they're so cringe at the word jihad. But once I start singing and then once they really understand what it means, then they actually, you know, clap along and sing along.
Zonveld says she'll keep singing her songs until there's less cringing and more clapping. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
Allah will help those who help themselves. Don't waste time and wonder why the sufferings we have. People of the world, no matter who you are, look beyond our differences, that way we'll...